Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Surak, member of our Brain Trust, the president of Surak Financial Services, author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? We're talking about financial planning in 2013. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, too, please.
IfYourMoneyTalked.com.
And they can find your business and your book there, can't they?
Yes, they can.
All right, so check that out, folks. Gary, what do we need to do? Where should we be putting our money now that
we've kind of pointed out where the
cash issues are, you know, we're going to be hit by a little lower cash than we thought we would have. Now that we know what we kind of know what we're going to have, what should we do?
Well, it's funny. I wrote out 8 money secrets. And for the new year. And here's what I said, Jim. If ever there was a time to set up a budget, this is the year.
Right.
Because people don't operate off of budgets, and it's a huge mistake. So right. They really need to know where the money's going and what they're spending it on and how much is discretionary and how much is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the first thing you do is set up a budget. The second
it will get away, won't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's brutal. And it goes so fast and it's so easy.
It's like, do you want to, you know, okay, I'm going to give you some money, but it's liquid. Now, the money I'm going to give you is liquid, okay? But you can spend it. It's just going to be in liquid form. So here are 2 things for you to put it in when I give it to you. One is a bowl and the other one is a sieve. Which one do you want? Right?
Yeah. Well, everybody says the bowl, but they all use a sieve.
They use a sieve, yeah. All right, so go ahead.
The second thing is, and this is actually real interesting, I talk to people for years. I've been a financial guy for 35 years. I've been doing this thing. I've been talking to people about budgets. But what I find is that even some of the people who do their budget get away from it. And my advice is just follow it for a month, 21 days, and see what happens. It becomes a habit.
Right.
So that's the second thing.
Right.
The third secret
is just try it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, really try a budget and live with it for 21 days. It becomes a habit after 21 days.
All right.
The third thing is pay with cash. If you really want to get your arms around where you're spending money, stop using the credit card, start using cash. You will know right away where your money goes, and then write it down. It's incredible what happens to money.
If you had to walk around with cash and not write checks, not use credit cards, but actually pull the money out of your pocket every time you spent money, you'd have a different perspective about money, wouldn't you? It's just natural. It's just human nature, Gary. I mean, I know myself that I feel differently about buying something if I know I can pull the credit card out.
Absolutely, Jim. We are trained to use that credit card, and that is a huge part of our problem in this country and with individuals. It's just we buy things on credit.
Right, right.
Deficit $16 trillion.
Gary, it seems to me that Americans are a little bit more likely to follow your advice today than they would have, say, in 2007.
Oh, I agree completely,
because
Jim.
The American people, the consumer, and businesses have been going through, heck, the world, basically, for that matter. But the people that you and I talk to every day have been going through 4 years of deleveraging, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100% with that statement.
Yeah. So get a budget, give it a try, come up with a budget, then follow the darn thing. And do you recommend that we actually do maybe spend a week using cash only?
You know, one of the things I've done, absent credit cards, I take them out of my wallet because I want to make sure that I spend cash.
You disarm yourself, don't you?
Totally. So, you know, it's amazing. If you don't have it in your wallet, you can't use it. It's a great tool.
Right.
So that's one of my little secrets, too. Pull the credit card out of your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes sense. And once you do that, then you start living on the way we used to live in the 50s and the 60s and 70s before credit cards went crazy.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. Well, you wrote a lot of checks, too.
Exactly.
All right, so go ahead.
Okay. The other thing I said, and none of these are really secrets, Jim, but they seem to like they're secrets today, is pay your credit card bill on time. I mean, that is just ridiculous how people don't pay their bills. Yeah. So if you're going to buy something, pay the bill. If you don't, you're just going to add, you know, 18, 20% interest to something that you already paid probably too much for to begin
with.
That's
one of the advantages, and I'm not advocating one card over another, but if you have a regular American Express, that's one of the advantages of that particular card, is you got to pay that off every 30 days.
Yes.
I know they have products where you don't, but I'm just saying the classic American Express is due every 30 days.
Absolutely. And that is a good card.
Yeah.
My fifth one is, you know, this is more of an esoteric question. You know, why should I start now? And the answer is because if you don't start now, you're never going
to
start.
It's never too late to start.
Exactly.
Because every minute you follow Gary's advice is another penny saved. And you know what they say, Gary? Watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves.
And it's very true.
Yeah.
So my next
give me one more.
Okay. Stop spending on stuff that's not important. It's mm-hmm. incredible how people buy stuff they don't even really want or need just because it's an impulse item. And I do this stop, think thing where I really look before I pick something up and buy it, and I say, okay, do I really want this? Am I going to want this a day, a week, a month from now?
Right. Hey, Gary, will you got time to stay with us in another segment? I got a couple more questions for you.
Sure.
Can you hang around a little bit longer? All right, I'm going to ask Gary to stay with us one more second. I got a few more questions for him. And so he'll be back after these messages with me, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Bury the bottle, mama. It's grapefruit wine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.